white jerseys with white numbers and red pinstriping for their numbers tonight. So it's a good thing I've got the binoculars.
Good luck. That's all I can say. I'm glad
Thank
you're doing play-by-play.
Thank you very much,
play.
My friend. That's right. Thank you very much. Skalitsky is one of the deep men. He is to our near side. And the kick is going to be short, and it will be fielded at the 18-yard line and over toward the far sideline and across the 40 to the 42-yard line goes the return, and that was Delonte Harrell. And again, with those numbers, I wasn't sure if that was 23 or 28, but that was Delonte Harrell, a 5'10 senior running back. We'll see him offensively here in just a moment as well. But it will be Chicago Marist to start off with the football at their own. It looks like they're going to spot it at the 41-yard line.
Marching it back a little bit from the original spot, but after the special teams defensively from Mishawaka caught up, Derek Dawson first with contact, and certainly the caveman hoping, speaking of improvement, he as a sophomore will continue to learn and get better.
Wing left, and the handoff goes up the middle across the 50 and into caveman territory goes Harrell, the man who just returned the kickoff. So Harrell takes it right up to midfield at the 50-yard line for a gain of 9.
C.J. Fisher had to come from his free safety position to help make that tackle. He just wrapped his arms and his legs and actually kind of rode his ankle like a pony as he just drug him down. There's some very good athleticism on that running back.
Two receivers on each side, and it is Harrell again, and this time Harrell is going to be stopped in the backfield for a loss of 3. A
lot of maroon jerseys there. They read the play very, very well, maybe gambled just a bit, but came up with a big, big play, and going to be a little loss on the play.
Thomas Frayling, one of the first men in there, as the stop goes back to the caveman 46-yard line, so it is a loss of 4, and it's going to bring up third down and a long 4 for the Red Hawks. One receiver out to the right, two to the left, a wing that is Ivy on the right side. A little play fake and a dump underneath, and it's going to be incomplete. The pass was short. He was looking for Ivy, the 6'5" tight end. It falls incomplete on the pass, low to the right flat, and Marist will line up to punt.
Tommy Frayling with a great blitz coming from the outside right and put all kinds of pressure on the Marist quarterback, who had really no time to throw and had to get rid of it, and try to get away from the defender in the 9-1-1 mode.
C.J. Fisher and Donovan Snyder will be the deep men, short punt, shanks off to the right, and it bounces out of bounds near the caveman 30-yard line. It looks like they're going to call it the 29, and that's where the Mishawaka offense will start for the first time.
Not sure how much the wind played a role into that punt for Chicago Marist. It's kind of a swirling wind. The flags are rather limp on the flagpole right now, but we've seen them almost starched at times with a swirling wind and a fall-like feel here at Steel Stadium.
Cameron Kalenbach is out. He sprained his ankle last week. Fortunately, they kind of thought maybe initially it might have been a break, but it's just a sprain, and so Donovan Snyder will be one of the halfbacks. He goes in motion. It'll be a quarterback keeper for Sam Shively as he follows the center forward for a gain of a couple of yards on first down. Gain of 2, and it will go
second and eight.
They spotted it initially. I thought they were calling it the 29, but it was the 30 initially, so it is a gain of 2 to the 32.
Marist right now sporting a 4-4 look.
Shively comes up under center. Motion again by Snyder, and Shively keeps it himself as he goes left. Shively toward the sideline with a blocker out there, and he's out of bounds at the 50-yard line, and they give him Marist territory all the way up to the 49.
Really nice block upfield by Brody Romanette. Helped give that extra yardage for Shively and the caveman first down. And certainly it took a long time last week to get a big positive play like this on offense against Valpo.
No kidding.
Good things, good start.
Just under 10 to play in the opening quarter. A gain of 19 yards for Sam Shively, the Mishawaka quarterback. Motion
fumble
by Evans and a fumble, and the ball on the field. Let's see who comes up with it. They were trying to hand off the dive to Harness. Maris says they've got it, and they do.
53 coming from the bottom of the pile there. Jake Dewar, 5'10", 230-pound junior, came from the bottom of the pile, and there was just never a clean contact to the hands of Shively. I had the binoculars right on it, and That was disaster from the snap.
So Marist will take over at his own 47-yard line after an unfortunate fumble. And we talked about it. The Cavemen fumbled twice last week in the loss to Valparaiso, and both of them resulted in touchdowns. So Marist will have the football with 9:51 to play in the first quarter. No score. Each team has had the ball once now. And the quarterback, Marquette, from the shotgun, flips it out. Ivy takes the pass, gets a block. Ivy on his feet, and he'll be spun down inside the Mishawaka 45-yard line.
Tackle there by number 21 for the Cavemen, Noah Staten. He had a big week last week at Valpo and had all kinds of men around him. It was able to shred them off and get in there and make the tackle, but first an 8-yard pickup.
Gain of 8 makes it second and 2, and it's Marquette checking his wristband on his left wrist as he comes up and calls the play. They all check their wristbands. Do the Red Hawk offensive players. Skoletsky takes the ball. Skoletsky 30, 20, down the sideline, and he'll go into the end zone. Touchdown Marist. From 45 yards away, the touchdown pass for the Red Hawks, and they go up with the early 6-0 lead.
As soon as the catch was made, there was only one man to beat, and the diving effort on a shoestring tackle attempt came up empty, and there was about 15 yards of uncharted, untouched territory for that very nifty pass play coming out of the no-huddle offense.
Marquette to Skoletsky as they connect, and the extra point is up and good to make it 7-0. A 45-yard touchdown pass from Mike Marquette to Billy Skoletsky to give Chicago Marist the early lead. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football on WSBT. Chicago Marist to kick off after a 45-yard touchdown pass to put them up 7-0. Sean Stiers along with Brian Miller here at Steel Stadium. Isaiah Evans and Donovan Snyder are the deep men, and the kickoff bounds into the end zone for a touchback, so Mishawaka will have the ball out at the 20. So this is just the third fumble of the season, Brian, for Mishawaka. All three of them, though, have resulted in touchdowns for the opposition.
Well, first of all, you gave Marist very, very good field position. When they recovered the ball, they had it right near midfield, had a short field to work with. And I think certainly the other thing is just the unknown. You've certainly seen film on this team, but the feeling out process, for lack of a better term, is not as easy against a club that is this deep in talent, that is this well-schooled, and certainly it'll be interesting to see on the next set of downs defensively how Mishawaka can respond and not allow that big play.
9:10 to play in the first quarter. Shively comes up under center. Chris Harness behind him. Motion by Snyder. Harness takes the handoff and dives to the left of the center for a couple of yards.
Tackle
on
made
first
by,
down.
Sorry, Sean, Jake Dewar, who had the fumble recovery a few moments ago that set up the Marist score, comes up with the tackle there on Harness after a short gain.
Gain of 2 makes it 2nd and 8 Cavemen at their own 22. They're down 7-0 here in the first quarter. Donovan Snyder is the right halfback on the wing over there. Isaiah Evans, the left halfback. He goes in motion. Shively will keep it himself as he goes right. Shively puts his shoulder down into the defender as he crosses the 30 for a Caveman first down.
Charlie Lawrencell, junior cornerback with the tackle. Marist defensively sporting a 4-4-3 look. But they are really, really daring Mishawaka to throw the ball and almost giving them the outside based on how tight they are.
First down is presented by Kevin Putz of Midwest Mortgage. First Midwest Mortgage, excuse me. So the first down of the ball game for the Cavemen. Now at their own 33-yard line. Harness behind Shively takes the handoff dive right up the middle. Harness spun down at the 45-yard line. A gain of 12 yards. For the fullback, Chris Harness, that's something that never got going last week, Brian.
Well, what also happened there, too, was just a very crisp play. I'm almost thinking that was the play that they were calling and that was to be executed when they fumbled the ball on the previous possession. But Harness from Shively, it was a very clean, and it seemed like they were just a little quicker, a little more thorough in their follow-through as far as the cadence, their urgency off the ball, and certainly they took care of business and pick up that first down.
Another one, Bry. Kevin Putz, a First Midwest Mortgage, first and 10 Cavemen at their own 45-yard line. One receiver out to the left to two halfbacks and the fullback, and a whistle
timeout
before the snap, and a timeout's going to be called by Mishawaka. So we'll take one as well. The Cavemen trail Chicago Marist 7-0 here in the opening quarter with 7:32 remaining in the quarter. They'll have first and 10 when we return. Mishawaka Caveman football brought to you by Midland Engineering on WSBT.
Oh, the Kingsmen have woken up.
No kidding.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they had a, as Matt said, a close one last week. Close loss the first week against Valparaiso. Mishawaka here trailing 7-0, 7:32 to play in the first quarter. They have the football, first and 10 at their own 45-yard line. Evans goes in motion, and the dive goes to Harness, who stopped after a gain of five. Well, maybe this, yep, it'll be just four at the 49.
Another good surge off the line of scrimmage by the middle offensive lineman for Mishawaka, and Harness hit the hole quickly. Had it not been for a trip-up tackle in the midst of that defensive line, I think by Elijah Teague, he might have got another first down.
Bradley Taylor runs the play on for the Cavemen. He'll split out wide to the left. Option look in the backfield. Evans is the left halfback. Donovan Snyder, the right halfback. Harness, the fullback. Shively is the quarterback. Motion by Evans. And the dive again goes to Harness, and he'll rumble forward for a few more yards into Red Hawk territory, up to the 47.
Sorry, I had to mumble under my breath that Sam Shively on the fake. Thank goodness it was a fake, because he was met not by one, not by two, but by three red and white jerseys, and he got thumped pretty good. Fortunately, he did not have the ball. Had that been the case, he would have lost probably 6 or 7 yards.
That's something you know you're going to take as the option quarterback. You're going to take some hits. That's
punishment.
Right. Third down and two from the Marist 47-yard line.
Mishawaka with a six-man, seven-man front.
They fake the handoff. Shively spins forward across the 45-yard line for a Kevin Putz First Midwest Mortgage first down.
Good for Cavemen first down.
Gain of 3 yards for the Cavemen. Their third first down of this possession. I think that surpasses the first downs that they had all last week against Valpo.
I would have to agree, and I will also say, too, that a couple of changes at the line of scrimmage as far as the cadence is concerned, I think has also helped Mishawaka be a little more effective offensively.
So first and 10, and they are in Red Hawk territory for the first time. Mishawaka down 7-0, 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play in quarter number one. Snyder in motion, handoff Harness. He'll be hit, but he keeps those legs driving, and Harness plows his way up to the 41-yard line.
Tackle for Marist, number 59, Gavin McCabe, 6'3", 250 pounds.
And he is the Indiana commit, Gavin McCabe, the defensive end. Elijah Teague in the middle, a Minnesota commit. They've got Division I commits all over the field out there.
McCabe only had 10 tackles, which four of those were for loss last week in their opening season victory.
5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Mishawaka down 7-0. Second and seven from the Red Hawk 41. Shively keeps it himself, goes left. A lot of open room, and he'll get up across the 30-yard line for another First Midwest Mortgage first down.
Great fake by Shively. Better fake carried out by Chris Harness. The only negative, he took a huge punishment once he got to the line of scrimmage. But Cave been doing a good job of mixing it up with the, again, the snap count, the changing cadences, and certainly a nice mixture of quarterback and fullback on this drive.
Gain of 12 moves it up to the Marist 29-yard line, where it's first down for Mishawaka. The Cavemen on the march. The only way they got into Valpo territory in the first half last week was due to those halfback passes. They are moving with the option here in the first quarter tonight. A fake the dive, and again it is Shively around to the left, and Shively down the sideline inside the 15, where he's knocked out of bounds at the 14-yard line.
Chased out of bounds by Robert McKenzie there for Marist.
Well, they've got it moving, and especially when Shively goes left, that's where all the running room has been for him tonight. So Shively picks up 15 yards that time, and Mishawaka is on the move, trailing 7-0. 4 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Another Kevin punts a first Midwest Mortgage first down for Mishawaka. Shively comes up under center. Motion Evans. Shively will keep it himself. He faked the handoff to Harness and then tried to follow him. He's brought down after a modest gain that time.
McCabe in there on another tackle. Danny Meehan from the secondary helping out for the Red Hawks.
Down to the 12-yard line. It'll be second and eight Cavemen as they keep on marching, and they're mixing it up a little bit more with what they're doing with that option here as well. One receiver split out to the left. That is Bradley Taylor. Shively waiting for the play clock to wind down a little bit, taking his time. Comes up under center. He will keep it himself. Shively to the left. Shively dives for the end zone.
He got it.
Touchdown, Mishawaka. Well, a delayed call again. Just kind of like a couple of weeks ago when we were here. We weren't sure what it was going to be, but it's a touchdown run by Sam Shively to make it 7-6 with the extra point coming.
Sean, let me tell you, the block laid by Alex Faulkner, who was lined up as the left tackle that time, he took one stunt step in and then turned his man outward, and that was just enough for daylight for Sam Shively and the Cavemen there, and they answer with a big, big score.
So the extra point is coming. It is on the way, and it is good. So the kick ties the score at 7-7, and that was the answer Mishawaka needed. They marched down after the fumble. They marched down after giving up that touchdown and get a touchdown of their own. So we're tied at 7. 3:31 to play in the first quarter. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football, brought to you by Midland Engineering on Michiana Sports Leader 96.1 FM WSBT. A squib kick from Mishawaka, and Chicago Marist will start with a football inside its 35-yard line. We are tied at 7 with 3:26 to play in the first quarter. With Brian Miller, I'm Sean Stiers. Mishawaka Caveman Football presented by Midland Engineering here on WSBT. Good to see the Caveman respond after giving up that touchdown again after really struggling to move the offense last week.
Well, Sean, think about it. In their snaps of the football, their first possession resulted in two plays and a first down, and then a play and then a fumble. This time they sustained a much more lengthy, much more efficient, and maybe they realized against a pretty good defense, hey, we can move the football.
At the 33-yard line, the pass goes out to the right to Thompson. Thompson will be gang tackled as he crosses the 40. He's going to be up, and it looks like he's going to have a first down.
Derek Dawson with first connection on the defensive side. Then a whole lot of other defenders got there, including Devin Jimenez. Talking about a couple sophomores right there on the defense. But enough yardage for a first down, so they advance the chains. First and 10 for Marist. And this is really the first time that Marist has taken any time, per se, in between snaps.
They will have it at their own 44-yard line. Three to play in the first quarter. Tied at 7. Marist and Mishawaka. Dive goes right up the middle into Caveman territory. The run goes all the way up to the 43-yard line, and that is Delonte Harrell with the carry.
Matthew Atkinson, one of the secondary men that had to make the tackle. But that's a play you can't let continue to happen if you're Mishawaka. That was way too easy.
Gain of 13 yards right up the middle. Two receivers left, two receivers right. The quarterback Marquette in the shotgun. And Harrell is back there with him. Quick out to the right to Thompson. Thompson toward the sideline, and he will be knocked out of bounds up near the 35-yard line. Let's see where they spot it. It looks like it's going to be right on the 35.
Good job by the Cavemen getting there, and they got there in a bad mood. They got there with had a little fire in their eyes on the defense and was doing some hard hitting and a lot of gang tackling. Certainly with this Marist club, they're strong, they're big, they're fast. You're going to need a gang tackle.
They actually spun it at the 34. It is Harrell right up the middle again, and Harrell up to the 21-yard line where he's finally brought down, a gain of 13 yards that time. And boy, you said it earlier, they're having their way with those runs up the middle right now.
Atkinson again from the secondary coming up with a tackle. And if you have a free safety or a strong safety, or for that matter, anybody in your secondary leading the team in tackles, you probably
probably going to be in trouble.
Not usually a good sign at all. A minute 51 to play in the first quarter. 7-7 the score. Harrell will
flag.
Take it again, and a flag comes down in the Chicago Marist backfield.
Probably a hold. Yes, sirree.
That is the first flag of the ball game. It'll move Marist back. Let's see how that affects them. They have been moving the ball after they went three and out on their opening possession, but then after Mishawaka fumbled, it took them just a couple of plays to get a 45-yard touchdown pass. They were starting to march again here on the next possession after that, after Mishawaka had tied the score, but now the penalty is going to make it first and long.
First and 23,
and it'll be Marquette alone in the backfield. He'll swing it out to Skolinski. Skolinski with a blocker in front of him. Doesn't pick up a whole lot. He's knocked out of bounds on the near sideline after a pickup of just a couple.
Good job again of gang tackling for the cavemen. Lots of maroon jerseys around the ball. And certainly there's two or three specimens on this Marist offense. You have to know where they're at. And remembering what your assignments are probably as critical as ever tonight.
Harrell in the backfield with Marquette in motion. Comes the big tight end, Ivy, and a whistle at the snap of the football once again.
This one came in the backfield of the defense, but they're going to say a procedure call. So the second yellow hanky in this series for Marist. And I am certain that has head coach Ron Dawzak kind of scratching his head just a little bit. And he goes to the same barber I do, so there's not a whole lot of hair up there to scratch. But you know, you talk about a tradition for Marist. We mentioned their coaches. 12 coaches, head coach, 11 assistants, over half of them are Marist graduates. Talks about quite a tradition there.
It'll be first and 10 for Marist at the Mishawaka 36, tied at 7 with under 40 seconds to play in the opening quarter here at Steel Stadium. Marquette takes the snap, looks left, fires it down the middle. It's going to be caught to the 5, to the 10, into the end zone. Touchdown, Marist.
It's too easy.
And that is Jaden Thompson with the 36-yard touchdown reception.
A, offensive line and in the trenches. Marist gave their quarterback all the time in the world to throw the football. There was zero pressure. Secondly, in the secondary, there was good coverage. There were people all around Thompson, the intended receiver. The problem was he's just bigger and stronger than those guys.
Extra point is on the way, and the kick is good. 14-7. Marist goes back on top with a 36-yard touchdown pass from Mike Marquette to Jaden Thompson, the sophomore wide receiver. 14-7, Marist on top. Let's take a timeout. 27 seconds to play in the opening quarter. This is Mishawaka Caveman football on WSB. Back on the kickoff to Mishawaka. So the Cavemen will start with the football at their own 20 after a 36-yard touchdown pass by Chicago Marist. The Redhawks from Chicago lead the Mishawaka Cavemen 14-7, 27.2 seconds to play in the first quarter. With Brian Miller, I'm Sean Stiers.
Chicago Marist. Did you know?
You've got all the Marist facts.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. But did you know they're ranked number 6 in Illinois in their respective class? This is according to Max Preps. Actually ranked number 149.
Huh.
Let's just say that's a lot better than the Cavemen, because unfortunately nationally they're ranked with 4 digits.
Okay, well, that's tough. There's a lot of high schools.
There's a whole lot of high schools
in America. First and 10, and Shively, the quarterback's going to keep it himself. He spins across the 25 and up near the 28-yard line on first down. Another nice pickup for the Mishawaka quarterback on first down.
But I will say this. No matter how deep into the double and triple and 4 digits the Cavemen might be nationally, it only matters in Class 4A come November.
Well, and that's part of why they're playing this schedule. They play a 5A team, a 6A team, and now this big team, good team from Chicago Marist, and that'll be the end of the first quarter. So at the end of one, it is Marist 14 and Mishawaka Mishawaka has the football, second and one at its own 29, trailing 14-7 as the second quarter begins. Motion by Evans. The handoff goes to Harness. Harness pulls his way up across the 35 to the 37-yard line for another first Midwest Mortgage Kevin Putz first down.
Beep-a-deep-a-deep. That's all, folks.
No Kendrick Nolan on the tackle, coming from the outside linebacker position to make that stop. If Nolan doesn't make that stop, Harness might have a see-you-bye play.
I'll tell you what, I'm impressed with the way, again, with all these big studs that Marist has on the defensive front. I'm impressed with the holes that Harness and Shively are both getting out there tonight. So it is first down for the Cavemen at their own 37-yard line. Shively under center, motion by Evans. Harness takes it to the right. Harness is ankle tackled, otherwise he might have gone again, but he's got another first down up to the 48-yard line.
Danny Meehan on the stop, but a first a 13-yard pickup for the Cavemen just shy of the midfield stripe.
Another Kevin Putz, a first Midwest Mortgage first down.
Sean, a couple score updates for you. Elkhart Memorial and Goshen duking it out in the Maple City at halftime. The Red Hawks of Goshen lead Elkhart Memorial 14-8. And if you did not hear earlier, second quarter on the road, the Penn Kingsmen with a great start up at Birmingham Rice. They are winning 24-0, getting close to halftime.
Chris Harness had just 9 carries for 22 yards against Valpo last week. He's well over that already tonight. Not the carries, but the yardage. Shively goes left. Shively across midfield, and he will dive up to the Marist 40-yard line for another first down from Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
That's a great fake. Had the glasses, had the goggles on Sam Shively. Great fake. And then at the very last moment, pulled it out. It was able to go exit stage left around that left side of the offensive line. You mentioned earlier about how good of a job and how well they're playing and making some holes there. That was a really, really good job of blocking and certainly Shively reading the play.
That's a pickup of 12 by Shively. He had just 13 yards rushing last week, 118 in the two games coming into tonight. Motion by Snyder. Harness takes the hand up. Harness left. Harness on his feet. Still going. Inside the 15. Down to the 10-yard line.
Wow. Tackled there by Michael Lawler. 6'1", 205 pounds. Might I mention, Harness is 5'7", 165, and Harness was carrying him on a piggyback ride for that extra yardage.
And they're going to mark him short of the 10. He's going to be down at the 13-yard line. But it's still going to be a first down from Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. First and 10 at the 13. Mishawaka trailing 14-7, 10:09 to play in the first half. Shively comes up under center. Motion by Evans. Harness takes the dive. Doesn't get much that time. Maybe a yard out of it. A couple of yards they're going to give him. It'll be second and 8.
Shall we talked about those two scores, but certainly some other great games going on around the area tonight, including in the NIC. The 50th ever meeting of the Holy War has Marion tonight. The Knights are playing incredibly well after two big wins against Clay and Glenn. They're home against their arch rival, South and St. Joe, while Riley and Adams are battling Washington and Clay, Glenn and Bremen, to name just a few of the NIC games going on tonight.
Got about a yard and a half out of that, so call it second and 9. Harness takes it again. Harness this time is stopped at a big pile as he crosses the 10-yard line. So a couple yards out of it there for Harness. It's going to bring up third and long.
Harness got mugged by a pair of interior linemen, and really those coming up from the linebacking positions. Sophomore, first of all, Elijah Teague, and then Jake Dewar. Actually, they are juniors and seniors. My apology. Two great tackles, and they literally roped him up like the calf on the rodeo.
Third and 6 from the 9-yard line. Mishawaka down by a touchdown. Handoff will go to Harness. He'll plunge his way forward close to the 5-yard line. Let's see where they spot it. They get him down just shy of the 5 at the 6-yard line.
It's going to be fourth and a long 3 or maybe a short 4. Call it whatever you wish. Caveman on the season, 5 for 5 in fourth down attempts. So we'll see if they can go 6 for 6 here in a very big snap of the football.
Fourth and 4, Mishawaka from the Marist 7-yard line, 8-10 to play in the first half. They trail 14-7. Chavely comes up under center, Harness, the fullback, behind him, and it will be Shively trying to take it himself. He tries to leap over the pile. He'll be stopped, though, and Mishawaka will turn it over on downs.
He got 3. He needed 4. Just about a yard shy. Good gamble. You were in certainly a situation there, 4-down territory, trailing by a score. Now have your defense lace up their shoes just a little bit tighter. See if they can force certainly Chicago Marist into a quick exchange and get the ball back, hopefully with good field position, and then go back to work. Saw some good things offensively on that drive, actually the last 2 drives for Mishawaka.
Coming up at a halftime, Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Hubbard will talk with Rick Schutt, formerly of WSBT 22, who's working for Thor Industries now, one of their sponsors of Caveman Football. So it's first and 10 from the 5. Harrell takes a handoff. Harrell with a little stutter step as he crosses the 10 up to the 15 and just shy of the 20 around the 19-yard line for a first down, a pickup of 14 yards for Harrell on first down.
Sean, that run had the looks of a draw play out of the shotgun formation, just enough of a delay and or hesitation that allowed Marist's offensive line to dig in and really go to work. And they opened up a massive hole in the middle and certainly netted plenty of yardage for the first down and more just shy of the 20.
Marquette from the shotgun, first and 10 from his own 19. He'll hand it to Harrell again. Harrell again up the middle with big running room. He skips around a tackler across the 40, across midfield, where he's knocked out of bounds around the 40-yard line. Let's see where they spot him. He's inside the 40, all the way up to the Caveman 38.
Once again, Matthew Atkinson coming in out of the secondary to make the stop and just barely bumped the Marist runner out of bounds there. Otherwise, he had another 15 yards upfield before he was officially stopped.
That's a 43-yard gain for Delonte Harrell. He carried the ball 15 times for 54 yards last week in Marist win over Brother Rice, but he picks up 43 there. It's first and 10 at the Caveman 38, 7:24 to play in the first half. Motion by Ivy. Play fake. Marquette rolls right. Passes underneath. It is caught by the big man, Ivy. Inside the 20, inside the 10, still going down inside the 5-yard line.
Very close to the end zone. Was forced out just past the 5, right around the 4.5-yard line.
And that was TJ Ivy, a 33-yard pickup. It's going to be first and goal at the 5-yard line. Boy, it hasn't taken Marist long on this possession to move it downfield. Harrell will take the handoff. Harrell into the middle across the 5. And he will be stopped that time as coming up with the tackle, Derek Dawson in there for the Cavemen.
Right now, the Cavemen getting pushed around rather easily by this Marist offensive line. Really, really could use a stop here as we're sort of getting a little closer to halftime.
Second and goal at the 3-yard line for Marist. Ivy scoots in motion. Handoff goes right up the middle to Harrell across the goal line. Touchdown, Marist.
Derek Dawson hit him right near the goal line, but that extra oomph pushed Dawson to the turf and made it look almost easy. What an answer after holding Mishawaka on 4th and 4. Down around the 5-yard line, and they relatively easily go on a 95-yard drive with 2 big chunks of, 40 yards, 41 yards, and about 31 yards on a couple of those plays.
Tom Gillen in to attempt the extra point. His kick is up, and it is good.
He cleared the iron fencing. That's how far that kick went. That's a big-time kick there.
21-7. Marist goes on top. Mishawaka with a deep drive, but it did not take Marist very long. They had a couple of big plays, a 33-yard play, a 43-yard play in that possession.
A minute and a half, maybe?
Yeah, it didn't take much at all. We'll go ahead and stay right here as the teams get set for a changeover on the kickoff, but it's pretty obvious, Brian. I mean, the offense has moved the ball fairly effectively here in the first half. The defense just has to, they're going to have to make some kind of adjustments if they're going to be able to slow these guys down.
Well, you just wonder what adjustments Marist has made, because they had some difficulties on a couple of the earlier possessions moving the ball, and it seemed like Mishawaka had them scouted well and hit the people in the right place at the right time. But like I said, those last four or five snaps, double-digit yardage in over half of those. That, again, only took about a 90-second possession to march nearly 95 yards. And certainly the adjustments Marist made, and sometimes it's just intestinal fortitude, just a little more go-get-em attitude, and Marist certainly pinned their ears back and went to work on that drive.
Donovan Snyder and Isaiah Evans back deep, sidewinding kick. Did it get into the end zone? I think it went out of bounds.
I did too. They're going to say the sideline official here, who was judging that from the 22-yard line a long ways away, I thought that curled out.
I did too. I thought it was out a few yards short of the goal line, but they say it is another touchback. And that was a, as I said, it was a sidewinding kick. It wasn't end over end, so it was kind of spinning off to the side, more or less like a frisbee over there. So, Cavemen have it. First and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Harness will be the fullback.
Sean, I got to believe this is a big possession for Mishawaka. Certainly they want to put points on the board, but right now they can't go three and out.
They're down 21-7, first and 10 at their own 20. Again, they moved the ball well, their last possession, but they stalled out at the 7-yard line. Shively will keep it himself, starts up the middle, scoots out to the left. He'll be stopped shy of the 25. Let's see if they give him progress up to the 25. I think they will.
They will. Yep.
And it'll be a 5-yard pickup.
We mentioned about answering, and again, trailing by two scores at 21-7 here with 6:18 to go before the break. Right now, while Mishawaka's defense tries to regroup after a couple of impressive Marist drives, Mishawaka's best defense might be their offense, just playing keep away, not allowing Marist to have the ball. But just they got to chew some clock, and they got to get up the field here and then get some forward progress, hopefully get 6-7 points out of it.
Well, that's what they're, when Shively comes up to the line, he's looking at the play clock and letting it count down. Handoff goes to Harness, and he bounced off a defender and pushed into his own backfield. He will lose a yard on that play, and it'll be 3rd and 6.
Jake Dewar, we have called Dewar's name several times tonight. Dewar's an impressive specimen, 5'10", 200 pounds. He looks bigger than that, to be honest with you. And now a big third down play for the Cavemen right at the 25-yard line.
3rd and 6 upcoming, 5:22 to play in the first half. Mishawaka down 21-7. Motion by Snyder. Shively keeps it himself and goes left. He'll be well short of the first down. He picked up a couple. That's it. And Mishawaka now, they're not sending the punter out on the field. Bart Curtis with a tough situation here. It's going to be 4th down and 2, Cavemen, at their own 33, and they're lining up like they're going to go for it.
Brody Robinette bringing a play in from the near sideline. You wonder if Mishawaka will test Marist defensively as far as patience and discipline, and if they burn a timeout, then send the punting unit out.
Again, Shively letting that play clock wind down a little bit. It is under 10 seconds. Shively will keep it himself. He goes left. He has the first down. Shively still on his feet after stumbling a little bit across the 40 to the 42-yard line.
Big play. Really, really, really big play. That shows a lot of confidence in the Cavemen, because you're giving the ball up almost in the red zone if you turn it over on downs. But instead of from the 24, they get it out to the 42. That's big play.
It is a Kevin Putz First Midwest Mortgage first down. First and 10 Cavemen at their own 42. And it was a huge first down for Mishawaka. And they'll continue to let that clock run, trying to play keep away as much as possible, regardless of what the end result of this possession turns out to be. Shively will keep it himself as he fakes it to Harness. Starts off to the right, curls it back into the middle again, and Shively will be brought down at the 48-yard line after a gain of 6.
Gain of 6. 53, James Dewar on the tackle.
Hear Doerr's name in the background from PA announcer Mike Bresky.
Yeah, he's all over the place, as you said.
He didn't sell popcorn or take tickets coming in, but he's done just about everything else.
Right.
He might have driven one of those buses that's down there, too.
I bet he did. It's going to be second down and four after a gain of six. Mishawaka, the football at their own 48-yard line. 3 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the first. Shively keeps it himself, goes off to the right, and he will pick up a first down into Marist territory up to the 47.
A couple of big plays there, and I think a lot of that coming down to just Sam Shively making some really, really good reads and some key blocks on that Mishawaka offensive line.
Pick up of 5 yards for Shively. First and 10 brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage as the Cavemen continue to the drive down by 14 points with 3:12 to play in the first half. Mishawaka coming up, and the clock has stopped on the first down. Shively is letting that play clock wind down, but the game clock has not started, so he didn't need to. Drops back to pass, zings it downfield. It is Taylor out there, overthrows him just a little bit. Bradley Taylor was out there, had outside position on the defensive back, but just a little bit overthrown by Sam Shively. They caught Marist on their heels a little bit defensively.
Shively really chucked that. That just maybe a little overthrown. And I'm wondering maybe if Taylor didn't slow down just a bit coming off that line.
Taylor will be out there wide to the right again. And again, Shively letting the play clock wind, even though it doesn't matter because that incompletion stopped the game clock. 3:06 to play in the first half.
Marist, a five-man front, 5-2 defensively.
Handoff goes to Harness. And Harness might have got a yard or two out of it if they give him forward progress, but he's shoved backwards right away. And let's see where they're going to spot this. It's going to be a timeout called by Mishawaka in either case.
Jake Doerr, guess what? Jake Doerr, go figure. And Colin Bohannick, both around Harness as he got to the line and shoved him back, and they are credited with the tackle.
We're going to take a timeout real quick. 2:59 to play in the first half. Mishawaka down by 14 points. This is Mishawaka football on WSBT. So Mishawaka has it 3rd and 9 at the Marist 47-yard line. That was a Marist timeout, not a Caveman timeout. There's just under 3 minutes to play in the first half. Mishawaka trails 21-7. Sam Shively comes up under center. Shively barks out the signals, drops back to pass, fires to the left. It's going to be caught. It's going to be close to first down yardage.
That was a great catch.
That is Taylor that time.
Bradley Taylor.
A lot better on that little post pattern there, the short post, as compared to when Shively overthrew him a couple of plays ago. That picks up 9, though. It's going to be 4th and 1.
You saw the Marist linebacker stunning up, and they found that seam right where those stunning linebackers were at. And after the catch, Taylor took a pretty good lick to the head. I'm really surprised. Not that it was a flagrant foul, but as much as they're watching the contact to the head, surprised you didn't see a flag there.
Pickup of 9, 4th and 1 from the Marist 38. Mishawaka to go for it. Harness plunges forward. Harness with a first down.
Needed one, got about 3.
Up to the 35-yard line where it'll be 1st and 10, presented by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
We're down to 2:15, clock ticking here before half. Chasing 14 points, Mishawaka down 21-7. Right now you ate up about 4.5 minutes of this clock. That's great, not letting Marist have the ball back. Now you have to just sustain this drive, maintain your focus. You got 2 minutes, get the ball in the end zone.
Bradley Taylor, the only receiver in the formation, 2 halfbacks, and back to throw is Shively. He's going to find Snyder out there in the flat. Snyder with a nice spin move inside the 25, up to the 22-yard line.
That was very nice. Donovan Snyder, the sophomore receiver, with that catch, and he did a kind of a fake with the head, and he turned the opposite clockwise direction and shredded off a defender for a few extra yards and gets it inside the 25-yard line.
Snyder started the season as a receiver, but with Callen back out with the ankle injury. Snyder is one of the halfbacks in the right wing position tonight, and he makes that catch to make it a first down from Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. The dive goes to Harness up the middle, gets a couple of yards, a minute 18 to play in the first quarter, and a timeout is going to be taken by Bart Curtis and Mishawaka. So a minute 18 to play in the first half, and all of a sudden, Brian, Mishawaka kind of mixing things up, doing a nice job of mixing things up with the pass and the run on this possession.
You recall in the second possession, Mishawaka, when they used about six and a half minutes to score from the 9:10 mark down to 3:30. There was a good blend, good combination of Shively and Harness. Harness and Shively, the fullback and the quarterback. Shively doing a good job of a lot of reads and quarterback keepers from the line, resulted in a 12-yard run, and that made a 7-0 deficit equal a 7-7 ball game. A score would not tie the game right now, but this does a lot of really good things as you near halftime. Some good positives that you can take to the locker room, whether you score or not. You want points. You really want points.
Yeah.
But I think some good things are coming out here in this what now is about a 7-minute drive.
Something we saw last week, though, really, with the exception of those two halfback passes for Mishawaka against Valpo, they really didn't throw unless it was third and long. But again, they've mixed it up in this drive as they try to move it downfield here, kind of the two-minute offense. Minute 18 to play in the first half. Mishawaka down by two touchdowns, second and eight from the Marist 21-yard line. It is Taylor as the receiver out to the right. Shively, the quarterback, keeps it himself as he goes around the left of the center inside the 20-yard line. Let's see where they spot it at the 18, so it's a gain of four. It'll be third down and five, though, for the Cavemen. A minute to play in the first half.
Cavemen used a lot of that game clock, down to 52 ticks before halftime.
That's kind of the management here. You want to use it, but you don't want to use too much because you got to have some for yourself. They fake the handoff. Shively keeps it himself. Goes around inside the 10-yard line. It's going to be first down. It's going to be first and goal around the 8 for Mishawaka with 41.2 seconds left in the half.
Certainly, I am not running the football in that situation. I would not want to run the football in that situation. But I thought if Shively would have stayed outside, he might have had a little bit more, but he tried to go with the defenders coming towards him, cutting back and hoping to misdirection them just a bit. Didn't get the big yards, but yes, it is first and goal.
Gain of nine for Shively. First and goal at the 9. Shively keeps it himself again. Goes to the right. Shively stops shy of the goal line as he puts his shoulder down. Bart Curtis calls timeout right away with 19.6 seconds remaining in the half.
Wow. What a hit by Michael Lawler and also number 35, Robert McKenzie for Marist. They both were like brick walls as Shively put the shoulder down. And when he hit it, bang, he just went right to the turf and came up about 36 inches shy with 19 plus seconds to go.
They spot him at the 1-yard line, so it's going to be second and goal at the 1. And that was just their second timeout. We thought they had a timeout earlier, but it was Marist that took it. So they still have one timeout to go, so they can still try to run the ball here and have another timeout in their pocket.
Yeah, this reminder, stay tuned for our halftime report here at WSBT. The halftime report coming up with scoring, statistics, and more. And don't forget later in our postgame show, the Sonic Drive-In postgame with our Rossini's Terry of the game, the Jays Crunchers crunching tackle of the game. That might have been it because I think I heard a crunch when Shively got hit there at the 1-yard line.
I think you're right about that. Second and goal coming up at the 1-yard line. 19.6 seconds left in the first half. It'll be Shively coming up under center. Mishawaka down by two touchdowns. Second and goal at the 1. As we wait for the officials to give Shively the go-ahead. I think Shively is still using the play clock, even though he doesn't need to in this situation. Finally, we have a stoppage of the clock.
Timeout by Marist.
Marist takes the timeout. I'm not really sure. Again, with the clock stopped, he doesn't need to use play clock. And I think that's kind of, he's sort of stuck on that right now. Let's take a quick timeout, 30 seconds. Second and goal at the 1-yard line coming up from Mishawaka on WSBT. Second and goal from the 1. Mishawaka coming up. 19.6 seconds to go in the first half. Matt Embry will get you caught up on what's going on around the area at halftime. We have the halftime interview. Dean Hubbard talking with Rick Shutt of Thor Industries, one of our great sponsors of Caveman Football on WSBT. Sam Shively comes up behind the center on second and goal at the one. Shively taking his time. He will follow the center forward. He dives for the goal line. Does he get in?
No.
He stopped shy. And Mishawaka.
They got a spike.
Now he's going to have to clock it. So they were out of timeouts. Now they've got to clock it with 5 seconds left. Shively pulls away from center and spikes the football and stops the clock with 2.6 seconds remaining.
They had too much time run off the clock. They would be proper in putting about 2 seconds back on. They're not putting clock time back on the clock.
Well, it's not going to matter anyway.
For all due purposes, you've got one play.
Yeah.
Right.
Now it's going to be fourth and goal, and they're not lining up like they're going to kick it. It's going to be fourth and goal at the one-yard line. And now we've got the officials stopping the clock. This is going to be a Marist timeout. So let's take another quick timeout. 2.6 seconds left in the first half. Fourth and goal from the one coming up for Mishawaka. They trail 21. This is Caveman Football on WSBT. Brian Miller, I'm Sean Sayers back in the field stadium. Mishawaka has the ball first and goal. Or a first to goal. Fourth and goal.
They wish.
At the 1 yard. I know, right? Not that it would matter with 2.6 seconds left, but it's fourth and goal at the one. So it's all or nothing at the end of the first half right now for the Cavemen as they line up to go for it.
Eight defenders between the tackles. Everybody in tight.
Shively, the quarterback. Handoff. He keeps it himself. Touchdown. Mishawaka. Sam Shively with a dive on fourth and goal. And the first half comes to a close. Of course, the extra point, though, coming.
Wow. Huge surge off the line of scrimmage. Everybody in tight. Fullback going into the line. Wings going into the line. And Shively just slithered to the outside left and then kind of backpedaled and dove in. He was able to get in between the left defensive end and or right defensive end, if you will, and the one cornerback who was only one of three guys outside the tackle box.
Patton Snyder in to attempt the extra point for Mishawaka. The snap
blocked.
The placement down, and it's going to be blocked.
They're penalty flag, though, down on the play, though.
Let's
penalty
see.
Flag down. Snap was good. And now Bart Curtis is calling for a two-point conversion.
So it was offsides against Marist. And as Brian just said, Bart Curtis is going to go for two rather than one here.
Bart did not hesitate. He came racing, as much as Bart can race, he came racing down from about the 50-yard line to the mid-area of the team sideline huddle with the right hand extended with two fingers. Like, we're going for the two-point conversion to make this a six-point ball game.
So Mishawaka will go for two, trailing 21-13. On what will be the last play of the first half. Dive to Harness.
They got it.
Across the goal line for two. Harness with a two-point conversion run makes it 21-15 as the first half comes to a close. So the Cavemen milk all the clock they could, and they get the touchdown. A one-yard run on fourth and goal by Shively on the last offensive play of the first half. And then the two-point conversion run by Harness on the final play of the first half. It'll be 21-15 as the first half comes to a close. We're going to send it back to the studio. Dean Hubbard, Mishawaka Athletic Director. We'll have the halftime interview with Rick Shutt of Thor Industries. And then after that, Matt Embry will have scores from around the area. And then Brian Miller and I will be back here at Seal Stadium with a recap of the first half and second half action as well. 21-15.
I got to say this before we go to the break. that last drive of about 8 minutes could not have been any more perfect. You chewed the clock. You executed offensively. You answered the call in some big, big plays of long yardage. You answered the call with some short yardage. You came up certainly big by with your back against the wall for fourth down, not even a yard, but your back's against the wall against a monster defense. You get it in the end zone, and then you come up with a two-point conversion. Nobody could have written a better script going to half. Yeah, you're down by five, but I think you carry a whole lot of momentum to the locker room with that play.
What's going to be interesting to me is, I realize it's a different situation, but as I said during that drive, they really mixed up the pass and the run. Well, it's not like Mishawaka can't pass, and Sam Shively had a couple nice passes in that drive, so it'll be interesting to see if they do that a little bit more, because that was obviously their best drive of the first half.
Be very, very interesting to see how they come out. I think they took advantage on that drive in a couple key plays. They took advantage of the linebackers cheating and stunning up for Marist, and they found those seams that now force their secondary to be a little more honest, not be able to help the run, and a couple of those pass plays really loomed very, very large in the entire scheme of that drive. And again, they pull within a 21-15 count at halftime.
Dean Huppert talks with Rick Schutt of Thor Industries next on the halftime show presented by the Mishawaka Education Foundation. 21-15, Mishawaka trails Chicago Marist here at the half. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football presented by Midland Engineering on Michiana Sports Leader 96.1 FM. With Brian Miller, I'm Sean Steyers back at Steel Stadium as the Mishawaka Education Foundation halftime show, pre-post half. I'm one of those shows.
Well, you know, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, that's right. We're still a couple moments away from the beginning of the second half. Mishawaka will have the football to begin the second half, and that drive at the end of the first half just looms very large now, because not only did they march all the way downfield, they started with about, six or so minutes to go in
the
half.
Eight. I thought it was more like eight.
Well, the touchdown came with 6:37 to go for Chicago Marist, so inside 6.5 minutes or so. And I mean, that's still a lot of clock to use to march down and get that touchdown on the last play of the first half, and then convert the two-point conversion as well.
I think the best thing Mishawaka has done offensively tonight, and it may sound simple, it may sound almost silly to note this, but just the balance. Because in this offense, it's the fullback. You got to stop the fullback first, and then you advance with your wings and certainly your quarterback making the reads. I thought Shively made a couple really, really good reads. I thought the whole key to that drive to pull them within 5 points. Also, and I know I mentioned this going into the halftime interview and report, but again, noting those shitty linebackers and the stunning linebackers coming up, wasn't large, but it was just enough of a seam that they were able to throw a couple wrinkles through there. And I thought Shively did a really, really good job of throwing the ball as well as reading the D and running the ball. And Bart Curtis, if he would had a wish with 6:37 to go and trailing two scores, he couldn't have mapped out any better final 6:37 of the first half. And as you mentioned already, they get the ball to start the third quarter.
And that's going to be big for them. And even though they had that incompletion on that pass to Taylor on the long pass, it was overthrown just a little bit, but along with what you were saying right there, I think that loosened up Marist just enough that they were able to mix things up between the run and the pass, and they end up, as we said, on fourth and goal at the one on the last offensive play of the first half, get the touchdown, and then they drew Marist offsides on what would have been a kick attempt, and they end up getting two instead. So it's 21-15 as the second half gets ready to commence. Isaiah Evans will be one of the deep men. Donovan Taylor, the other deep man, as the second half gets set to start. Every kickoff, though, so far for Chicago Marist has been a touchback, so it might not matter who the deep men are for Mishawaka here.
I know there's a lot of shows being brought back, reincarnated, call it as you wish. This kicker is like the $6 million man. He might have a bionic leg because he is really, really good. And speaking of touchbacks, that ball was about 7-8 yards in the end zone when it hit.
Bounces it into the end zone again, and so it'll be a touchback, and Mishawaka will start with the football at its own 20-yard line to begin the second half, trailing Chicago Marist 21-15.
That Redhawk kicker, Thomas Gillen, 5'10", 165-pounder. He is a senior. We talked about IU and Minnesota recruits on this defensive line. I got to think there's a college looking at that kid because he's got the skills.
Right about that. Can put it into the end zone every time. There's a market for that, that's for sure. So Mishawaka, first and 10 at its own 20 to begin the second half. Sam Shively, the quarterback, comes up under center. Bradley Taylor is the receiver out to the left. Evans and Snyder are the halfbacks. Harness is the fullback, and it will be a fumble. Shively stopped in the backfield. It looks like he managed to dive on it and catch it, or pick it up anyway, but it'll be a loss of 6 yards on first down.
A huge play for the Cavemen that they did not turn the ball over because Danny Hughes, the defender from the defensive line, had Shively wrapped up almost from the moment the ball was snapped and somehow sent it. It looked like it was going to be an option pitch out to the wing. Isaiah Evans, who we've not heard a lot about tonight. He had 3 scores, you remember, on opening night against Portage. And certainly Maris has been well aware where he's at on the field all night long, but they were going to go on an option left and or sweep left. And Mishawaka fortunate that Shively came up with that loose ball.
Second and 16 from the 14, and a procedure is called.
Nope, timeout.
That's going to be called.
Timeout. Bart did not like what he was seeing and called the timeout just before the play clock.
So we'll take a quick one, too. 11-10 to play in the third, 21-15. Mishawaka trails Chicago Marist. This is Caveman Football on WSBT. 11-10 to play in the third quarter. Just underway. Just a kickoff and one offensive play so far here in the third quarter. Mishawaka facing second and 16 from its own 14 after near disaster on the first play when Sam Shively, the quarterback, fumbled but managed to fall on the loose ball. So second and 16 coming up. Shively and one of the tailbacks, Isaiah Evans, having a conversation. Evans pointing out a defender, motion. Play fake, pass down the middle, incomplete. Right off the fingertips of Evans.
There was a seam there.
A quick hitter that time, and what we said at halftime, they do try to mix in a pass right away on second and long, but it's incomplete to bring up third and 16 now. So a more obvious passing situation for the Cavemen. Third and 16 from their own 14-yard line. Evans is the left halfback. Donovan Snyder, the right halfback.
Got one wide out to the very far side here.
Snyder wants to throw again, and a whistle at the snap, and I think we could have a procedure this time on the Caveman.
Yep. I think the outside wide receiver got going a little bit early.
5 yard penalty.
So that's going to push it back to the 9 yard line.
Only third and 21.
That's all. But that's obviously a situation. Nobody wants to be in that, but let alone an option team. Third and 21 upcoming for Mishawaka at its own 9-yard line. Shively and the right halfback, Donovan Snyder, with a conversation. Shively comes up under center. Play fake, wants to throw long. Near sideline. He has a man, but he overthrows him out of bounds. He was chucking it up there for Bradley Taylor. It goes out of bounds, and the Cavemen will be forced to punt.
Bradley Taylor is the nearest receiver.
Well as the last possession of the first half went, the first possession of the second half does not go well at all for
the
Cavemen.
No, it did not. No, but when you start off with a near fumble that was almost turned over, fortunately the Cavemen kept the possession. And you have to burn a timeout. You have a couple plays that just obviously are not executed well. On the other side, well defended by Marist. This is not the start to the second half, but now Shively will put his toe to it and put a nice spiral in the air.
The fair catch was called for by Jaden Thompson. The ball is going to bounce down at the 43-yard line of Mishawaka. And so it is Shively, the punter. Last week, Ryan Watt took over for Kallenbeck.
33-yard punt. And, you know, when you use Shively back there, it's going to force defenses to recognize and, you know, certainly respect what he's able to do as an athlete, knowing that he is the quarterback, has some great wheels, can throw the ball, can, and he's very good at decision-making. So it's as much of anything, maybe he can kick the ball just as well as Ryan Watt in the substitution for Kalen Beck, but he offers a lot of other things.
Here comes the Marist offense. Jet sweep goes to the left to Billy Skalitsky. He'll lose a yard on that play on first down.
That was very slow developing. Very slow to develop.
So a loss of a yard. They try that jet sweep to Skalitsky. It'll be second down and 11 for Marist at the Mishawaka 44-yard line. Mike Marquette is the quarterback behind center. Harold is the tailback back there with him. And a quick out to Skalitsky to the near sideline. Skalitsky with blockers across the 30 to the 25 and down inside the 25 to the 23-yard line.
He is very deceivingly quick. He just shifted it from one gear to another gear to another gear. And what looked like was going to be a very short gain after the catch turned out to a double-digit plus pickup, 21 yards and a first down for the Redhawks.
21 to 15. Marist leads Mishawaka, 10 to play in the third quarter. And the Marist offense was hard to stop in the first half, and they are already moving again after that 21-yard pass play to Skalitsky. Marquette from the shotgun, motion from the tight end. Harold takes the handoff, little stutter step in the backfield, works his way forward, picks up a few yards on first down.
Tommy Fraling in on the first hit and tackle. Assist for the Cavemen on the defensive side there by Derek Dawson.
Down to the 21-yard line. Pickup of two makes it second and eight, Marist. They take their time coming out of the huddle.
They really spread you out. Early they had four receivers, two left, two right. This time they were three receivers.
They fake the jet sweep. The pass comes to the near sideline to Jaden Thompson. Thompson down to the 11-yard line where he picks up a first down.
Defended there by Devin Jimenez. Bryce McDonald in the neighborhood to help out on the tackle. Right now, Marist is just kind of like Pac-Man eating a few chunks yard by yard, piece by piece as they're marching down the field after holding Mishawaka on the Cavemen opening possession of the third quarter and forcing them to punt inside their end zone.
They spot it at the 12-yard line where it's first and 10. Harold takes the handoff, starts in the middle, and then tries to come back outside where he's yanked down from behind.
Great, great, great tackle by Noah Staten. He read that so well from his inside linebacker position. He was back there about the same time that Marquette handed the football away.
No gain on first down. And no gain has been one of the better plays that the Mishawaka defense has held Marist to tonight. So it's second down and 10. Play fake. Pass goes underneath, down the sideline. Touchdown, Marist. That is the big tight end, T.J. Ivey, from 12 yards out.
Really good job there of blocking downfield by Jaden Thompson, the wide out to the far right side. He took two defenders with him, opened up that seam for the underneath receiver, and then once Thompson knew his man had the ball, he did a great job of sustaining blocks, and there was nobody close as they kind of waltzed in for that touchdown catch.
A 12-yard touchdown pass from Mike Marquette to T.J. Ivey. The extra point coming. The kick is up, and it is good, and Marist extends the lead to 28-15. We'll take a timeout with Mishawaka trailing by 13 points, 8:09 to play in the third quarter. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football, brought to you by Midland Engineering Company on Michiana Sports Leader 96.1 FM WSBT. Another touchback on another kickoff by Chicago Marist. The Redhawks lead the Cavemen of Mishawaka by a score of 28-15 with 8:09 to play in the third quarter. With Brian Miller, I'm Sean Stiers. Matt Embry back in the studios on Michiana Sports Leader 96.1 FM WSBT. So it's first and 10 Cavemen at their own 20-yard line. Went three and out on their first possession of the second half. And they'll try to get the ball moving here with 8:09 to play in the third quarter. Sam Shively, the quarterback, comes up under center. Shively will hand it off to the fullback, Harness. Harness takes a big hit as he approaches the 25. He'll be stopped after a gain of four.
Yeah, he had two or three defenders draped on him, and Danny Meehan from the secondary came up and made the final pop with an exclamation point that dropped him down, but not after a very hard-earned 4 yards.
Gain of four makes it second and six from the 24. Sam Shively takes his time as he walks up under center. And I don't know if it's confusion or just pre-snap reads, but Mishawaka a lot more deliberate here before making these snaps in the second half. Harness again takes the handoff. He dives up to the 29-yard line. He'll be stopped a yard short of the first down.
Pick up of about 5 yards. I would agree, because in the second possession and the fourth possession, it seemed like they were firing out of the huddle, up to the line of scrimmage, calling the plays sooner.
Right.
I'm just curious what Maris is doing to force that delay, or if that is by design from the Caveman coaching staff.
Well, and something Bart Curtis talked about last week was pre-snap movement by the Valpo defensive line, and maybe they're trying to avoid some of that. Fake the dive. Toss comes to the near side. It is Evans out of bounds, Donovan Snyder, rather, out of bounds on the near sideline. But it's a first down for the Cavemen. A first down brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
Sean, I will tell you, if the Cavemen are going to have success and get back in this ball game, they're trailing 28-15 with 6:50 to play. They absolutely must force Marist out of putting 7 and 8 players in the box. I mean, between the tackles they had, when they snapped the ball last time, there were 8 men up, and really there was only one guy that was probably 7 yards deep. Everybody else was within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage.
First and 10, Cavemen at their own 37. Shively, the handoff to Harness. Harness will get a couple yards out of it as he crosses the 40 up to the 41-yard line.
Again, Danny Meehan, the secondary, made another really physical tackle on Harness, and 2 runs of 4 yards. In both those runs, I'm thinking Harness felt like he went 4 rounds with a top-notch boxer.
Well, Harness is only 5'7", 165 pounds, but he is tough as he takes on some of those big guys like you talked about, going a few rounds with them. And Shively is going to be stuffed in the backfield this time. He's greeted in the backfield. They're still trying to rip that ball away from him. His forward progress is still a loss. They mark him all the way back at the 36-yard line. It'll be a loss of 5.
Could have been worse. Could have been a lot worse. And I'm here to tell you, I had the field glasses on the exchange and the handoff, but it was a fake handoff to Harness. Harness had some running room that time, but Shively on the read, pulled it back, and he was mugged by about 5 different white and red jerseys that, again, losing yardage on the play.
3rd and 11, Cavemen from their own 36. 5.5 to play in the third quarter. They trail by 13 points. Shively tosses it back. It is Isaiah Evans going to the right, and Evans will get it across the 35 and up close to the 37-yard line, but it's going to bring up 4th and long for the Cavemen.
Charlie Lawrence with a really nice play on the defense. He stayed home as the Cavemen kind of faked the misdirection coming to the short side of the field, which would be left on their offensive side, and then the reverse direction with Isaiah Evans. He was right there, just got part of the shoelaces, kind of tripped Evans up before the rest of the defensive posse got there to finish him off. A 1-yard pickup, and now 4th and 10, and the Cavemen on the second straight possession of the second half will be forced to punt.
Sam Shively out there to punt, and Marist in a safe punt return like they think it's going to be a fake, but it's a low-line drive punt that'll take a Mishawaka bounce as it bounces inside the 25 back near the 23-yard line where it is surrounded by 9 different Cavemen.
Nice kick by Sam Shively. It probably was no more than 10 feet off the ground, but it cut through the wind, the little bit of breeze that is blowing here, and in the process it got a really friendly bounce. So now Marist, as opposed to starting right around the 45-yard line,
back at their own 23,
will have a lot different perspective to start this drive, although they lead by a pair of scores at 28-15.
Marquette from the shotgun. He will hand it off to Harrell. Harrell behind the blockers, into the middle of the line. It'll be brought down at the 25. So a pickup of a couple of yards on first down for Marist.
Whole lot of cavemen in maroon jerseys around the play defensively. Bryce McDonald, one of the first ones in there on the hit.
It'll be second and eight cavemen from their own 25-yard line with 4:05 to play in the third quarter. 28-15, Marist leads. Marquette from the shotgun. Jet sweep. Skalitsky cuts it up field. Skalitsky across the 30 to the 32 and a flag down at the end of the play.
Well, that flag was way back in the depths of the defensive backfield. And it looks like the initial call from way in the backfield on the defense is going to be a hold against Marist defense, or offensively rather.
So a break for the cavemen there. Holding on Marist. It was going to be third down no matter what, but it's going to be second down and long now. After that holding penalty, pushes Marist back to the 20-yard line.
Gavin Hoskins checks in on the exchange, and now Marist second along. They've not had very many of these double-digit snaps of the football tonight.
Three receivers to the right, and the pass is batted down to the backfield. They were trying a swing pass out of the backfield to the left, but it is knocked down, and it'll be third and long.
Ryan Watt got the mittens up and knocked it to the turf and then went to dive on it, thinking, was that a forward or a backwards lateral pass, a backwards pass, but it was a forward pass. Goes incomplete, makes it third and long, third and 14 from the Red Hawk 19.
3:43 to play in the third quarter. Two receivers right, two receivers left for the Red Hawks. Marquette from the shotgun will fire it to the right. It is going to be caught and into the middle of the field. And running for open field is Jaden Thompson, still on his feet all the way inside the Mishawaka 35-yard line.
That shows how quick Thompson is, because there were four and five defenders within 3 or 4 yards of Thompson, and he just did a kind of a cut in, turn, spin move, and sailed right down the middle of the field between the hash marks. And had it not been for that final defender, you'd added 6 more points to the Marist scoreboard.
A 47-yard pickup for Marist on third down and 14. So it's all the way up to the 34-yard line of Mishawaka, first and 10. Handoff goes to Harrell. Harrell up the middle, and he dives to the 30-yard line on first down.
Just a bit shy of that 30-yard line, but Marist, we talked about Mishawaka a couple times successfully, mixing the plays and using their different weapons as far as fullbacks and quarterback decisions and throwing the ball a little bit. Marist is throwing everything at the cavemen right now here in this third quarter, and they've certainly been very impressive offensively.
Pick of a 3 makes it 2nd and 7 for Marist. Marquette from the shotgun hands it up to Harrell. Harrell with a big gaping hole inside the 25-yard line for another Marist first down.
Caveman tackle there. We've called his name numerous times for the defensive backfield. That's Matthew Atkinson. C.J. Fisher in to help him out to bring him down at the end, but not before a huge carry. And another first down.
Gain of 9, 2:20 to play in the third quarter, 28-15. Marist on top and marching again at the Caveman 22. Marquette alone in the backfield. He'll keep it himself. Marquette bounces off a tackler, rolls out to the left, and he'll be up close to another first down, it looks like, but there is another flag down in the middle of the field.
That was a good read by the quarterback right there. It was almost like a quarterback draw, if you will, but then as soon and literally a half-second delay to just read where the blockers were, read where the holes were, and they went to work on it. Unfortunately, one of his teammates did such a great job of blocking, he decided to hold the process. So he gets to do it all over again.
It was a hold on Marist. So it is going to be first and 10 from the 22, because, of course, the penalty comes from the spot, so they marked it back, and it ends up being first and 10 all over again from the 22 for Marist. Quick out goes to the left side. It is knocked incomplete. Do they give him the catch?
Yep, he got the catch there. Yes, he did. That would be Thompson. Thompson did a great job of getting very low to the ground.
Because by the time the play was over with, Bryce McDonald from Mishawaka had the ball on the far sideline, but it was a completion, but it's going to be... No, I don't think it was. It's second and 10 now. They did say incomplete. So second and 10 at the 22. Marquette with Harrell back there out of the shotgun. Harrell takes the snap wide open into the end zone. Touchdown, Maris from 22 yards away.
I'm not sure anyone touched him.
I believe you're probably right about that. With a minute 57 to play in the third, Harrell with his second touchdown run of the night from 22 yards away.
Delonte Harrell. Kind of reminds me of a former Wisconsin Badger. We start throwing Big Ten schools names around here, but a kid named Reuben Carpenter that was at Jimtown and had a heck of a career at Wisconsin playing as a running back at Jimtown and then played defensive back. But he runs a little beefier than what Carpenter was, but what a runner.
35-15 after the extra point. We'll take a timeout and then back with a kickoff. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football, presented by Midland Engineering Company on WSBT.
Wow.
Yeah, no kidding.
Some interesting scores, Matty. Thank you for the update. Look forward to the post-game show, sponsored by Sonic, to get a complete scoreboard update.
Another kickoff and another touchback into the end zone as Marist with the kickoff. They lead by 20 points now, 35-15 with a minute 57 to play in the third quarter.
Gillum must be getting tired because that one only went about 2 yards deep in the end zone.
That's right.
He's good. He's really good. Enjoyed watching him kick tonight.
He has been sailing them this evening. Now the Mishawaka offense tries to get something going. They had a great final possession of the first half. They've had a couple possessions here in the second half. Their last drive stalled. Shively will keep it himself. Shively comes to the left. Shively up to the 30-yard line where he's close to first down yardage. Let's see where the spot is. Looks like it's right on the 30, so it'll be...
Well, it's going to be really close.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how it's not a first down. The nose of the football is touching the 30-yard line.
They will advance the chance.
Okay, so now they, after a long deliberation, advance it. A Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage, first down for the Cavemen.
Referee Chuck Henry had to kind of coax the chain gang to move along. Seemed like they were hesitating, and he was like, move it, move it, move it.
Shively keeps it himself again as he comes to the left. He crosses the 35 to the 36-yard line. Another positive gain for the Mishawaka Cavemen. Shively, the quarterback, moving it on the ground. A gain of 6 on first down, makes it 2nd and 4.
Gavin McCabe among one of the first defenders in for Marist on that tackle.
Shively finding some running room, going to the left on both plays. On this third possession of the second half for the Mishawaka Cavemen, they trail 35-15 as we head toward a minute to play in quarter number three. Shively keeps it himself, leapfrogs the defender. He'll only get a couple of yards that time. It'll be third down.
The unfortunate part is that Shively did not just get tangled up with a defender. He got tangled up with one of his offensive linemen. And when you get tangled up in any way, shape, or form with Alex Faulkner, you're probably not going to win at 6'3", 280-plus pounds.
To the 39-yard line goes the ball. 30 seconds to play in the third. A pickup of 3 makes it 3rd and 1, Cavemen. It has been 3 straight runs by Shively. Shively will keep it himself again. Goes to the left across the 40 to the 42-yard line, where he has another first down presented by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. The clock stopped 11.2 seconds.
You want to talk about a blue-collar effort. That is what Sam Shively is producing right now for Mishawaka. He's kind of putting this team on his back, saying, come on, boys, we got to get back to this football game. But they're going to need a big play or two here. They've absolutely have to come away with points in this possession as the third quarter is winding down.
And he's holding his shoulder a little bit, or his right arm anyway, after that last hit as the third quarter comes to a close. Mishawaka trails 35-15 at the end of three. We'll take a timeout and then back with fourth quarter action. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football presented by Midland Engineering on WSBT. Fourth quarter begins with Mishawaka trailing Chicago Marist 35-15. First and 10 Caveman from their own 42-yard line. Motion by Evans. The dive goes to Harness.
Big
Harness
hole.
With open room, and he gets it up to the Marist 48-yard line.
That was a great run by the Mishawaka fullback right there, Chris Harness, who has acted as a blocker for the last five or six snaps. It was Shively. One thing, speaking of, that we have to watch for Sam Shively is after the last play of the third quarter, Sean, he came off to the sideline for that between-quarter timeout, and trainer Matt Harmon was looking at his left shoulder, left arm area. I don't know if he got a bit of a stinger or maybe it popped out of place or whatnot, but the good news is he's out there right now running the show.
Another first down from Kevin Putz, a First Midwest Mortgage.
Wow.
And who had the football that time? It was Shively. He faked the dive and he tried to go left, but he was caught from behind. It looks like it'll be a loss of 2 yards. It will be back to the 50-yard line.
Huge, huge hit. Gavin McCabe, 6'3", 250 pounds, and he absolutely mauled Shively on a very physical tackle that netted in a loss of about a yard, yard and a half.
Second down and 12 at midfield for Mishawaka after the loss of two. Harness takes the dive, gets a couple yards back. They'll spot him all the way up at the 46-yard line, so he picks up four, but it's going to bring up third and long. Third and eight upcoming for Mishawaka. Sam Shively looks to the sideline.
He still favored that that right. Actually, I said left. It's his right shoulder area.
Which is even worse.
That's his throwing hand. Yeah. Yes, he's not a southpaw.
10.5 to play in the ball game. Third and eight, Mishawaka at the Marist 46-yard line. Romanet is out to the left. Snyder and Evans are the halfbacks. Harness the fullback, and Bart Curtis wants a timeout.
They got it just before the play clock. Play clock was down to one. I thought they were going to get penalized, but a timeout by the Cavemen.
10-12 to play in the fourth. Third and eight upcoming for Mishawaka. They're down by 13 or a 23 or a
try again.
20 points. I saw what I thought was an 8, and it was a 5 on the scoreboard. In any case, they're down by 20. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football. Third and 8, Mishawaka at the Marist 46-yard line. 10-12 to play in the fourth quarter. Straight back drop. Shively throws out to his right. He overthrows his intended target. It goes sailing out of bounds. He was looking for Robinette on the right, and down by 20 points, Mishawaka looks like they're going to go for it on fourth down.
Broke out the calculator, didn't you?
Yeah, I know, right?
It was kind of weird because after the miss, Robinette went charging off the field into the sideline area. And ultimately one of his teammates was retrieving the ball because the ball had gotten deflected that way after the incompleted pass.
So fourth and eight upcoming. Shively wants to throw again, and again it's going to be incomplete as he tries to throw to his right, and Marist will take over on downs at its own 46.
I think Shively had to get rid of that ball a little sooner than he wanted to, and Bradley Taylor had really completed his pass pattern, if you will, and in the process was not looking that direction. You can hear Mike Bresky in the background, the public address announcer here at Steel Stadium, giving a couple big, big finals in the Holy War on the gridiron. 50th ever meeting between South Bend St. Joe and Marion over to Tulsky Field. The host Knights hold on to win 14-13. And number one Northwood has been knocked off by Northern Lakes Conference rival Concord. The Minutemen win in Dunlap 15-12.
Harrell takes the handoff up the middle. Harrell across the 50 to the Caveman 49-yard line on first down.
7, C.J. Fisher on the
top. You know, you mentioned in the pregame, and we've talked a few times since then about the whereabouts collegiately for a couple of grade-A recruits. Elijah T going to Minnesota, Gavin McCabe on also the defensive side going to Indiana University. Boy, what an effort the Hoosiers had last night against Ohio State. You got to be telling me that their big running back's going to be going somewhere, too. He's really good.
Harrell again takes the handoff as he pulls his way up to the 40-yard line, gain of 9 to make it 1st and 10, Red Hawks.
Harrell's listed at 5'10", 195. Sean, he runs more like he's about 210, 215. He really uses his body well.
1st and 10 from the 40-yard line for Marist. They lead 35-15 with 9 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Marquette with a handoff again to Harrell, waiting for his blockers, patiently working his way up to the 30-yard line where he has another Chicago Marist first down.
Right now, Marist is just wearing these caveman defenders.
Well, they're not doing anything fancy right now. They're just coming right up the middle.
Smash mouth football. Just using all their weapons. Keeping the clock moving. We're down at 8:50 to play here in the fourth quarter.
Marquette from the shotgun with Harrell to his left. He brings the receiver in motion. 1st and 10 from the caveman 30. And the handoff again goes to Harrell. Works his way to his left. And he'll pick up a modest 5 yards that time up to the 25.
Obviously, I've never seen Marist play in person before. And I've only read a little bit about them in preparation for this week and our broadcast. But I'm surprised based on how athletic they are and how fast and just their length and their size that they don't give you that spread out look a little bit more and just get those mismatches in one-on-one competition. They're tough when they're all put together, tight end to tight end and or tackle to tackle, but they're really good when they spread the field.
Handoff again, Harrell, and Harrell dives to the 20 where he's got another first down.
Because the bottom line, Mitchell Walker right now, other than one or two athletes, have nobody that can match up with probably two-thirds of those kids on the field as far as the Marist athletic talent, speed and size, compared to a version of most of these cavemen.
Absolutely. And actually, they're going to mark that at the 21-yard line, so they'll have him a yard short of the first down. That's a pickup of 4 yards. So it's 3rd down and 1. Marquette out of the shotgun. Harrell to his left. Tight end slides in motion across the back of the line. Hand off Harrell. Skips into the middle. Wide open running lane again. Touchdown Marist from 21 yards away.
Very dejected bunch of caveman defenders right now as they're getting manhandled on this last possession and the different snaps of the football. Great effort there by Aaron LaCoyce trying to bring down the runner and Harrell. But Harrell looks mighty fresh and is mighty, mighty strong. And now the point after conversion.
It is 41-15 as we stand with a kick coming. Snap on the way and the placement down. The kick up and it is good. So right through the uprights goes the extra point to make it 42-15. Chicago Marist leading Mishawaka with 7:21 to play in the fourth quarter. Let's take a timeout and then back with another kickoff. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football brought to you by Midland Engineering on WSBT. Aaron LaCoyce is going to be one of the deep men for Mishawaka. They trail 42-15 with 7:21 remaining. And another kickoff is going to scoot into the end zone for another touchback.
Couple of scores to update you on from around the area. A couple more finals have come in from the Northern Lakes Conference. Goshen has defeated Elkhart Memorial over in the Maple City 21-8. If you didn't hear it earlier, also in the NLC, Concord knocks off number one ranked Northwood. The Panthers knocked off at Jake Field, home of the Minutemen. That final was 15-12. If you didn't hear earlier, Mishawaka Marion and the Holy War beat St. Joe 14-13. And in Angola tonight, the Hornets on the home turf defeat the Jimtown Jimmies in kind of a wipeout fashion, 31-14.
Isaiah Evans is in at quarterback for Mishawaka. He hands it off to Harness on first down. Pickup of about a yard. That's going to be about it. So Sam Shively, who was shaken up, took a hit on that shoulder a few plays back, is out, and Isaiah Evans, who's one of the starting tailbacks, is now the quarterback.
I think if something happened, you could see Shively back out there, but I think this is a really good move. He's taken a lot of physical hits, he being Sam Shively, and also goes into the depth charts and gives some other kids opportunities that certainly will pay off down the road.
Bradley Taylor is one of the tailbacks now as Chris Harness takes it and runs it up close to the 28-yard line.
Colin Fee has also checked in to the combination for the Cavemen. And also Justin Koseski, a junior, checking in as well for Mishawaka right now.
Evans will come up under center. Bradley Taylor is the left halfback. Donovan Snyder is the right halfback. Harness remains in at fullback as Evans calls the play at the line of scrimmage. Evans under center, hands it off to Harness. Harness off to his right, keeping his legs, driving forward and following a pile. He'll pick up a first down. Now, Maris thinks the ball came out of there. It doesn't. It's going to stay Mishawaka football. First down brought to you by Kevin Putz after the gain of 7 to make it a first down for the Cavemen.
That will be by Kevin Putz and First Midwest Mortgage. Want to thank Kevin and First Midwest Mortgage for their sponsorship, along with Thor Industries, School City Mishawaka, the Mishawaka Education Foundation, and certainly Midland Engineering Company.
First and 10, Mishawaka at its own 35. Harness takes the handoff, dives forward for a gain of a couple of yards. Mishawaka trailing 42-15, 5:33 remaining here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that was ugly because Harness got tied up with the offensive lineman Brandon Kanan, and they both, I think they got their legs tied up and amongst a couple of defenders, and both hit the turf very, very hard. But good news, both are back up in their huddle and now back to the line of scrimmage for the second down snap.
Evans up under center. He will hand it off to Harness. Gain of another yard for Harness. Or no, it was Blake Brown, actually. Excuse me, Blake Brown now in there at fullback. He actually picked up a couple of yards out of that, up to the 38-yard line.
Right now you're going to get some important snaps for some of your younger players, certainly some of your seniors that don't get as many snaps in within normal competition, and some JV kids that are going to have a big battle on their hands tomorrow as they host Penn.
Blake Brown again takes the handoff. Looks like no gain on third and long, and Mishawaka will send the punt team on the field. This time it'll be Ryan Watts on to punt.
Speaking of Penn, Sean, I think a lot of people can cancel the sympathy cards they were going to send all the Penn fans because, oh my goodness, you were 1-1 and, you know, things weren't going all that well or whatever. Hey, what an impressive win. They looked like they iced away. Last report, they were up 31-0. That was late third quarter.
Maris doesn't have a deep man. Ryan Watt, who averaged 36.5 yards on two punts last
great
week
kick
against Valpo. It'll bounce inside the 15 down to the 11-yard line.
That was a great kick by Ryan Watt.
That'd be, I believe, what, a 50-yard punt for Ryan Watt.
Well, you saw 62, 64 last week by Kalen Beck, and fans didn't hear he was injured in the Valpo game last week, had a high ankle sprain. And I know before the game tonight when I had a few moments to chat with Bart Curtis, among other things, that, hey, how's Kalen back? And he just great. He goes, we're going to get him back. And a week ago it didn't look like that was going to be the case this
yep
year. That's great news.
He's been down there on crutches on the sideline tonight. So Maris will start with a football at its own 11-yard line with 3:45 to play. And Maris is going to put in some backups as well. Carrying the ball this time, I believe it was Jalen Williams that time.
You are
I hope
not correct.
Well,
Alton Brooks.
Alton Brooks, okay.
Number 23.
I think we've done, I mean, we're using our binoculars, but I think we've done pretty well with these jerseys out there
tonight. I think
so.
Thank goodness they weren't muddy.
That's right.
I will say, though, this at this point of the game, both coaches working on getting lots of kids playing time, and it's the fourth quarter, keep your mamas happy. Get your kids some playing time.
Drop snap on the shotgun snap to Jared Brown, the number two quarterback for Marist. We mentioned at the start of the broadcast, Marist is wearing white jerseys with white numbers and red pinstripes around those numbers.
Yeah,
they're the kind of jerseys that look great when you're down on the field.
They look great in senior pictures.
That's right.
They look great.
When you're up here in the press box, they do nothing for anybody.
I remember those same type of gray, silver, and white unis that the Cavemen had a few years ago, the year they went to the state finals. And I know we voiced our pleasure or displeasure with them a few times.
Brown takes the snap, and he'll hand it off to Brooks. Brooks at 5'10 and 195 pounds, 42-15, with 2:13 remaining in the ball game. Chicago Marist is going to improve to 2-0. Mishawaka is going to fall to 1-2, with the NIC opener coming up right here at Steel Stadium next week against John Adams.
Eagles tonight, they were in a scoreless battle in the first half with Washington, and I know Matt Embry will work to have us that score and all the other scores from around the area coming up in our postgame show.
It's 4th and 7, and it looks like Marist is going to let the clock wind all the way down and take a penalty before punting, and they will actually take a timeout. A minute 42 remaining in the ball game. 42-15. Marist leading Mishawaka. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football, brought to you by Midland Engineering Company on WSBT. Minute 34 remaining in this ball game. Mishawaka just took a punt from Chicago Marist, and they will start with a football at their own, or at the Marist rather, 37-yard line. 42-15. Marist leading the Cavemen. And we will see.
Sean, another final score has come in. The Penn Kingsmen flexing their muscles tonight on the road up north of the border, and they beat Birmingham Rice 38-0.
Josh Gill is the Mishawaka quarterback as Mishawaka goes deeper into the depth chart, as Gill is now a quarterback, the third quarterback of the night used by the Cavemen. Minute 13 remaining. And the handoff goes right up the middle.
Ryan Starrett.
And that is going to be Ryan Starrett for Mishawaka, the number three fullback. He picks up a first down courtesy of Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. Minute to play in the ball game. Cavemen trailing by 27 points. The reserves in there for the Cavemen, moving the football, and Starrett with the dive once again.
You know, Sean, one thing I'm going to throw in here, when you mentioned that with this loss and if this final score obviously does not change in a miracle situation, that Mishawaka is going to be 1-2. Do not panic. These were two really good teams, fans, that the Cavemen have battled this week, Marist, last week Valparaiso. And I might just remind some of you, the last few times that these Cavemen have been 1-2 after three games, well, 2013, they were 1-2. They lost to Portage, lost to Crown Point before beating Clay. That's when they went on a seven-game win streak. They finished 9-4 and went all the way to the regionals. 2012, they started 1-2, and they went all the way to the state finals against Indy Cathedral and finished 11-4 overall. And they started out the 2011 season at 1-2, beat Portage, lost at Penn, and lost at South Bend St. Joe to finish up 7-5. So do not panic.
Starrett took another handoff, and that's going to be the last play of the ball game. 42-15, Chicago Marist with the victory over Mishawaka. And the Cavemen, as you said, will fall to 1-2. Marist will improve to 2-0 here tonight. Let's take a timeout, and we will begin the Sonic Drive-In post-game show. After a timeout, we'll have the Rossinis carry the game and the Jays Crunchers crunching tackle of the game as well here on Michiana Sports Leader 96.1 FM WSBT.